Julia.
Justin. Nick.
No kids.
And Dunkin's Donuts.
Right here.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Right now. Is that okay?
Contemplando la ciudad, ¿por qué te vas? Como cada noche desperté pensando en ti y en mi reloj todas las horas vi pasar. ¿Por qué te vas? Todas las promesas de mi amor se irán contigo.
Hello. Welcome to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Dunkin' Donuts. Back from so long away. I missed you guys. It's been almost 3 weeks. I missed two shows, preempted by Christmas and New Year's. To be honest, like, I was glad I didn't have to try and schlep up here on Christmas Day because it was so snowy out and all that. And trying to do a radio show at noon on New Year's Day would have been kind of tough, too, for its own reasons. But I'm so glad to be back, and I've got a great show for you today. At the top there, we heard Jeanette with the song Por qué te vas? And it was released as a single in 1973, but I'm familiar with it because of the movie Cría Cuervos by Carlo Sora. From 1975. It features very prominently in that movie. And as soon as I saw that scene where they play, this little girl plays that record, I knew I was destined to be listening to that song for weeks on end. It's one of those super catchy songs that you hear and you're stuck with. After that, we heard the band Space. They're from France, from the 70s. Purveyors of space disco. My friend Kalen hooked me up with that. He got it from this guy, Mike. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. It's kind of the long-lost moment between Italo-disco and, suicide. Something like that. Coming up, we're going to hear some Stooges. Ron Ashton, their guitarist, died the other day, so I was going to play a song for them. And a bunch of new stuff, stuff that I came across over the holiday break. Some Mount Erie, some Apollo Ghosts. What else have we got? Gary Wilson, not new, but new to me. Some Billy Childish, bunch of stuff. All right, let's get to the Stooges. Like I said, Ron Ashton died. So I thought I'd play a song that both reflected his wild guitar style and also had an appropriate title. So this is Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell. We'll be right back.
I got close enough to the river that I couldn't hear the trucks, but not close enough to stop the roaring of my mind. Rocks don't care if I live or die. Everyone I know will finally turn away. I will confuse and disinterest all posterity. Lost wisdom is a quiet echo. Lost wisdom by the edge of the stream at dusk. Quiet echo on loud wind. With one hand in the water, wanting cold and clear, fog obliterates the morning and I don't know where I am. The heart is pounding and you are always on my mind.
Lost wisdom is a quiet echo. Lost wisdom, a boulder under the house. I used to know you, now I don't.
The screaming wind said my name, I think significant and dark. My lost face in the mirror at the gas station. Who are you but my face that I wake up with alone? Lost wisdom, approaching the shape in the low light. Was home. I thought I knew myself. I thought my heart was calm. Thunder, lightning, tidal wave, the wind blew down the door.
Lost wisdom. The river goes through the room.
Out of nowhere and forgot what I was doing. Everything vanished in your eclipse. A constellation of moments comes to life in the void.
Lost wisdom.
Face down under the moss.
Enraptured by the beautiful face and the billowing flames, I opened the front and back door and let the wind blow through. And I stood in the house and tried to hold the breeze. Lost wisdom. Waking up in a pile of ash.
Secret knowledge comes to me in the dusk. You showed me the river.
I saw me.
That was, let me turn that off. Mount Erie with Julie Dwaran and Fred Squire. Beautiful song. That's the title track from, I guess it's sort of an EP. It's a longer, it's longer than an EP, but it's shorter than an album. It's at 45 speed. The song was called Lost Wisdom, and that's about a secret knowledge that visited Phil Elverum while he was on tour. You can figure that out for yourself. Before that, we heard The Stooges from their album Raw Power. This pretty face is going to hell. Reminder that Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include tonight, the Jolts are playing with the Parallels, the Spinoffs, and Street Legal Dirt Bike. Friday, the Tequila Mockingbird Orchestra, I believe they're a gypsy ska band, are playing with Pura. And on Saturday night, early show with Ray Spoon, followed at 11:30 by Glory Days, with resident DJs My Gay Husband and Sincerely Hannah. The special guest DJ that night is Neil Hilbrand, so it should be a lot of fun. Come and check us out at 2755 Prince Edward, just off Kingsway and 12th. For more information, check out BiltmoreCabaret.com. Thanks again, Biltmore. Appreciate all your support and the fact that you, you know, treated me so kind over the holidays when I visited you several times. Okay, coming up, Paulo Ghosts, local singer, guitarist, musician named Adrian. This is his band, along with a couple of other people. I saw him perform at The Shed, which is sort of a new venue on the east side in Chris Riffick's backyard. And it was great. He played with The Endless Bummer, which is my friend David Barkley from San Diego's band. And it was a really great night. So I'm going to play a song off of the new Paulo Ghosts album. It's called Hastings Sunrise. And then after that, we're going to hear some Endless Bummer from the Donald Fagen mixtape, which is put out by Wee Pop in Seattle. It's a 3-inch CD, one of those like weird small CDs. And then after that, we're going to hear some Billy Childish, because I recently bought a bunch of albums of his and have discovered what I long thought would be a cache of great music. So we're going to hear a song off of his Native American sampler. But to start us off, here is Paulo Ghosts.
This is about the time I almost died in a hospital bed in Seoul, Korea. They carried me there. The cross is burning in the sky. There's something on your lungs.
Say what?
It might be TB. It might be something cancerous.
Oh no!
They gave me some pills. They sent me on my way.
And I started to care with all the strength that I have. Well, I come back to my room where I just cried. But you held my hand and held it down.
My bleeding heart with your actions of irresponsibility, dietary, financial, or otherwise. I'm open wide, won't you please mend me? So the wounds of my bleeding heart with the thread of apathy, the burning needle of serial postponement. Lay yourself down and please mend me.
Mend his bleeding heart.
I'm trying not to feel for you.
Mend his bleeding heart.
I'm trying not to pressure these words.
Mend his bleeding heart.
I'm trying to feel nothing at all. My bleeding heart with woven path through heavy traffic, overturned on the center divide, a suture for my heart you will find. Mend my bleeding heart with contempt for legal safety. A fatal head wound, oh how unfortunate. With every fracture, a stitch for me.
Mend his bleeding heart.
I'm trying not to feel for you.
Mend his bleeding heart.
I'm trying not to pressure these words.
Mend his bleeding heart.
I'm trying to feel nothing at all. But I can hear my heart's tears.
Thanks, Billy Childish. That was Wild Billy Childish with his song Louis Riel to the tune of Louis Louis, obviously. Great, 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 great song. Before that, we heard Mend My Broken Heart from the Donald Fagen mixtape put out by the Endless Bummer. And at the top, we heard Apollo Ghosts from their new album, Hastings Sunrise. What was that song? The song's called Land of the Morning Calm. I always thought it was called I Almost Died in Korea. Shows you what I know. Shows coming to town. Tomorrow night, Pompoir is playing with Stamina Mantis and Fortune at Lug's Coffee. On Saturday night, Twin Crystals is playing with Defectors, Modern Creatures, New Sensei, Sex Negatives, White Owl, and No Gold at the Emergency Room. The ER is back, folks. That's quite a lineup. Later in the week, next Thursday, Falco is playing with Monashi and, or Falco and Monashi is playing with Fine Mist, which is, Jay and Mimo from, International Falls, and, Chris Horrific. That all goes down at Pat's Pub. Next Saturday night, a week this Saturday, Spen King is playing with Ruth, Alice, and Dana and the Kidnapped Kids, as well as Falco and Monashi and Rob East at The Shed. That's a daytime show, I believe, and it's an all-ager at The Shed, which is behind Chris Horrific's house. I'm not going to announce his address over the air, but if you do enough searching around online, I'm sure you can figure it out. On the 17th as well, that night, Adjective is playing with Sex with Strangers, the SSRIs, and Acost at the Media Club, and Woven Hand is playing with Silver Summit and Sonoya Caves at the Biltmore. Later on into January and the next month, Metronomy is playing with Fan Death at Glory Days. That's at the Biltmore on Saturday the 24th. Beach House are back in town at Richards & Richards on the 25th. Very cool. On the 28th, Matt and Kim are playing at the Biltmore. And on the 30th, David, what's his name, from Hercules and Love Affairs, doing a DJ set at with Pat Mahoney, Eric Devereaux, and Jason Lev at Celebrities. The one and only time I went to the Royal Unicorn, which has sort of dropped off. I don't know what happened. It was like the hipster bar of choice a little while ago, and now I don't know what happened to the Royal Unicorn. Anyways, it was for the Hercules and Love Affair DJ set. It was a lot of fun. I danced a lot. Into February, this is very exciting. Nick Kravacic from No Kids and Piano and To Bad Catholics and Boring has written a prison musical. I kid you not. It's going to be at the Push Festival, and so In the Yard Having Fun, featuring Ty Runyon from The Beans and Duffy from Lady Hawk and a bunch of other cool local music luminaries, is going to be at the Performance Works on the 5th and the 6th. And if you go to the show on the 5th, it's followed by a performance by Parenthetical Girls. So that is going to be wild. I cannot imagine what that's going to be like. Also during the Push Festival, Dean Warham and Britta, formerly of Galaxy 500 and Luna, they're going to be performing this thing with the Andy Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh, where they've written a score that accompanies his silent film screen tests. I don't know the details, but you should check it out. It looks cool, especially if you were a fan of Dean Warham. Into February, Broken Social Scene playing with Tegan and Sarah at the Orpheum on the 6th. Leaky Lee is playing on February 11th at the Commodore. Murder City Devils are back, and they're playing at the Commodore on the 13th. AC Newman is playing on the 20th with Dent May and his magnificent ukulele. Pierced Arrows, rising from the ashes of Dead Moon, are going to be at the Railway on the 21st. There are a few people I know who are serious Dead Moon fans, and when they found out about this, there were expletives. It's going to be a great, 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 great show. Don't miss it for some authentic rock and roll. And then lastly, the 27th, Anthony and the Johnsons at the Vogue Theater. That's all ages. For you kids out there, go cry like Lou Reed does when he listens to Anthony and the Johnsons. Okay, that was a lot of talking there, folks. So I'm just going to jump back into it. This is a band called Harlem, which is three white dudes from New York. And this is the song South of France.
Looking at the beach, it's a shame. in my room, I'm on drugs, I'm freaking out. Do I call the desman and tell him, or do I just
trying to do to me, put me on a sick trip or something. You know something? I don't kiss on my first date. I don't know you're aware of it. Hey baby, you're everything to me. But did I ever tell you? I got a real crush on Karen.
Real. so real. She's so real. She's so real. Oh, she's so real. She's so real, goddamn. She's so real. She's so real. She's real. Can't you hear me? Can't you hear me? Can't you hear me? She's real. 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 She's real.
T-shirts. Well-mannered cardigans. Pants, jackets, and underwear.
The Friends of CITR card scores you discounts at Antisocial, Berku's Angels, and Hits Boutique.
Uzbekistan prints or Rajasthan colors.
Support CITR Radio and pick up your card today.
I'm not doing so good with the cues and things like that today. That was J.J. Cale from his album Oki, the song Crying. I have a confession to make. When I bought that album for $5 at Red Cat Records, I thought I was buying a John Cale record. John Cale, formerly of Velvet Underground, not J.J. Cale, the renowned, you know, country artist. But the album is really great. What can I say? It's that kind of 70s country music that everyone who's my age's parents listen to, I guess. So it doesn't sound anything like Leon Redbone, but it really evokes that kind of Leon Redbone sound to me. Or what's his name? I can't remember his name right now. But that kind of era. And I really like it, so I decided to play it, even though it was a product of, or a gift of, my musical ignorance. Before that, we heard the very creepy Gary Wilson from the album You Think You Know Who I Am, but you don't. The song 6.4 equals Makeout. That's not a new album. It's pretty old. It's from the 70s, but there's a documentary out about him now, and so a friend of mine got that and got the CD and passed it on to me. And now I've noticed that there's been an autographed poster of Gary Wilson in, up at CITR for years and years, but I never picked up on it. So then before that, we heard Harlem, and I've done a bit of research. They're a duo from Austin, Texas, and their debut album is called Free Drugs, and it's supposed to be killer. I've only heard that one song, but I really like South of France, and that was the song we heard. Not too much time left, about 15 minutes. During my Christmas show, I played a song by this next group. They're called The Very Best. It's a guy from Malawi and a guy from England who teamed up, and they kind of made this mixtape based on samples of popular songs and used African instrumentation and singing and kind of turned it into something very new and very unique. So we're going to hear the song Kamfofo, which is uses an architecture in Helsinki, the one with the steel drums, and turns it into something better than architecture in Helsinki, in my opinion. Good stuff. And then after that, we're going to hear a cut off of the new Soul Jazz Jamaican compilation. It's called The Rise of Jamaican Dancehall. And for those of you familiar with Damian Marley, you're probably going to recognize the song as the backbone of his big hit, Welcome to Jamrock. But let's just get to the music. So right now, this is Kamfofo with the song... Okay, I'm falling apart here. Just, here's the music. This is CITR 101.9 FM.
Diwe Kamfofo, Kokongola, Kokongola, Sweet, Kokongola, Diwe Kagene, Kokongola, Kokongola, Angelo, Jesu Maloto, Bakati Kulimoti, Dina Kumbananako, Kagelo, Koneka, Monga Kangelo, Oko, Kumango Silira, Tikaona, Anzatu, Aguam Chikoti, Oko, Kumango Beneka, Nanga Ife. It's Africa,
hey, hey, hey! married to my daughter. World of reggae music on ya. Never left ya, never know, sir. Now just be nice and hold your space. I won't entertain no more disgrace. Out in the street, they call it murder. When rhythm's passing out your head, the world of reggae music on ya. Keep me rocking with me daughter. Music on ya, Lord, I thirsty, give me water, daughter, world of
whisper to the others. Oh, it's winter now, and he has changed and left me. I let him go, and now I am without him. I don't want 100 lovers and
Vashti Bunyan from her recent compilation, Some Things Just Stick in the Mind. That was the song If in Winter, 100 Lovers. The idea of Vashti Bunyan acquiring 100 lovers. Whew! Exciting. Before that, we heard Annie Kamozi from The Rise of Jamaican Dancehall, recently put out by Soul Jazz Records, the one of the best record labels in the world, as far as I'm concerned. The song World of Music, providing the backbone to Damian Marley's Welcome to Jamrock. Before that, the very best with the song Cam Fofo. If you haven't downloaded it yet, I recommend Googling the very best mixtape, and it will knock your socks off. It's great. It's nice to listen to in the morning and get you pumped up about the day when it's so gray and wet outside. And that's going to do it for this first Dunkin' Donuts of 2009. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned. Marielle is coming up with We All Fall Down, Robin N. with Ink Studs, and Brendan with Crimes and Treasons. And all of us have been off the air for 2 weeks, so we're just chomping at the bit. We can't wait to get out there. We're all refreshed and ready to play great shows, so stay tuned. If you like what you heard, we have a podcast. You can check it out at citr.ca. There's also a Dunkin's Donuts blog at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com, where you can get information about what I played and I don't know, links to funny videos of cats boxing with dogs and stuff like that. So that's going to do it. I'm going to close things out with the Halo Benders from their album God Don't Make No Junk. The song is called Snowfall, and I was thinking about this song a lot over the last several weeks, although now it's totally ridiculous, but I don't feel like playing Hard Rain's Gonna Fall by Bob Dylan, so I'm playing Snowfall instead. See you next week.
Come around.